the atmosphere of an eclipse. Windy, unstable, unpredictable. This is a lunar eclipse. It just veils the moon, so it doesn't fully disappear. And of course we can't see that phenomenon because we are not in a part of the world where the moon has risen. So we have the atmosphere instead. And we can take a leap across the veil to enter another reality. Or rather, to be more aware of a reality we spend the majority of our time without knowing. For this, we need a body. We need a strong sense of our physical self. That's our anchoring point. It will allow us to navigate a much more versatile and ever-changing environment. So, as we are sitting here with the birds, the late afternoon, if we go very still, we will also feel an extremely turbulent weather all around us. I mean, a more subtle kind of weather that is quite turbulent and in which we sometimes get a bit lost. Streams, storms, contradicting forces, what seems to be conflicting, and that keeps bombarding us with impressions and propelling us in various directions we can't always control. This is actually the point. We won't be able to go and navigate that kind of stormy weather unless we make choices. So, for instance, now we are sitting in the wind and we are watching this stormy weather within in another reality that is also present around us. Start with sitting consciously, being aware of your body, and of that subtle range of movement all around. From all that stuff, pick one thing you're interested in because you like the color of it or the movement, or it just has got a nice flavor. And follow it. You pick it and you follow it. You don't try to make anything with it or direct it in any particular way. With the high-speed movements, you're likely to be disoriented after just a few seconds, and you keep following, trusting that what you picked was right, because you did pick it. This range of movement will continue for a while until some kind of still point. When you reach that state, notice the difference. Was this journey pleasant or not? It doesn't really matter. But are you now in a place that you like? Maybe that you prefer to where you were before? That's more relevant. So if you like it, you just stay there for a little longer. If you don't like it, just open your eyes widely and explore your environment until you pick something extremely nice. And you go on another journey. If instead you liked what you got, you want to delve in it for a little longer so you can integrate the flavor better, because it will nurture the next step when you pick the next inspiring thing. And when you're ready, you do that. Then going through an eclipse or a very turbulent life in the global situation now is no longer only a roller coaster. But it can even be a bit fun. So, for instance, take the sound of the bell. And travel. Where's the sound? Not with the bell. And let the resonance of all the vibrations take you where you belong. That is where you feel better. And as the sounds fade away, stay with the resonance and see how those simple sounds changed the way you feel, because you let them take you where was a more balanced place in that complicated pattern, a series of patterns. During an eclipse, we have a greater ability to notice and acknowledge those things. But this happens the whole time. Later on, when the sun sets and the evening comes, you'll probably feel that you come back to normal, sort of. Your usual self takes over. But you had a glimpse into a dimension of our life that we can explore more and more consciously. As we become more and more present, and diligent.